You are always linked to your body, always aware of your body. How in the world could you think that thought and body are separate? The mind is a muscle with delusions of grandeur, and the nervous system running through you arcs within your mind as well. Connects. Connections are forged and made, and one of the most powerful connective aids, one of the things which most strongly imprints signals into your mind, is pleasure. There are sensations which feel good all over your body. To think only in terms of sexual pleasure is to be crassly over-fixated on what is admittedly a powerful, libidinous, many-layered system within you. A thing that runs through you and can leave you racked, sure. But to think of the other types of feeling good, scratching your head, holding your hand and rubbing fingertips together, massaging parts of you you like to have massaged. All of these can bring about a pleasure and indeed a euphoria all its own. Your mind doesn't deny any of this. It's just seldom the case that the mind has a directive. We think we have a directive. We think we have an idea deep inside of just what we'd like to do and how we'd like to shape our own behavior and that we work toward it. But the fact is, you're mostly running on automatic pilot much of the time, allowing the nerve endings, both sensual and merely pleasurable. Well, I say merely, but the fact is a good scalp massage or hand massage or full body rub down or snuggling against someone safe and cared about, these things all run through you every bit as powerfully as mere sexual stimulation. And they have just as much staying power when it comes to motivating you to do something or keep doing something or seek something out. But again, your mind is seldom given a directive. You're not operating with, oh, make sure that in the presence of this particular person, one throbs. Oh, make sure that when you perform this particular physical action, one is affected to a greater degree or a lesser degree, is given more stimulation or less stimulation. Instead, you just allow yourself to run through things, and you maybe pick up a little bit of accidental sideways fixation on certain ways of being. Conditioning, behavioral conditioning, layered, constant, reinforced, and reinforceable conditioning, these things are deliberate, and they can be as simple as implanting a directive. How influential over you can your breasts be? How much the subject of fixation, of power, of potent, many-layered, oh, this is where my thoughts go, oh, this is where my mind leaks. How much and to what extent can you put yourself upon your breasts without making it too much about sex, about lust, without it sliding naturally along a continuum? If part of your mind has a continuum where there's neutral, then breast play, then eventually arousal, masturbation, etc., sure, those can be following things. But one should decouple from that, slide away from that. Think of the grand possibilities of rubbing your breasts, massaging them, being a docility-inducing simplification ritual, a method of saying, I am engaged in the same kind of soothing, pleasant behavior that somebody rubbing my scalp or scratching me or me sinking into a warm bath or me satisfying myself by fidgeting with some device or touching something soft or something satiative of your urge for comfort. That's what touching your breasts is, satiative, saturative. You have a thought process. That thought process is going somewhere you don't need it to go or want it to go. Oh, your breast in your hand. In the palm of your hand, you held, controlled, confined, but pleasantly, because all the thoughts you have going on are right in the palm of your hand, warmly, graspably, massageably, pinchably, squeezably, yes, moanably if you must, accessible. They're there, and touching and rubbing and moving them makes them more there. More there in the sense that more of your nervous system being activated at once, more of it being pushed toward, oh, this is pleasing, oh, this is saturative, oh, this is good. All those thoughts, they work together. They build a cage, but all they can find is your attention briefly. Let your attention flow to your breasts, the weight of them, the feel of them, let it be upon them. And your thoughts may try to wander elsewhere, but here's the trick. There's a technique which is used to gather up, to increase the amount of attention you can pay to something. It is to let your attention wander off of it, then bring your awareness back to it, gently. Now, gently is the key. Gently is the key because if you try to force attention, that wastes some of it. Sure, you'll get your attention back in your breasts. Why wouldn't you? Warm, heavy, sensitive, all the adjectives you want for you. The feel of them in your hand, the feel of your hand having somewhere to go and something to do, it all works together. But your breasts, domineering though they are over your consciousness, ultimately are an easy thing for you to want to put your attention back onto. And that's the trick. Putting your attention gently, fairly, understandingly, back to where you want it, noting whatever your thoughts wander off to that isn't your breasts, and then being like, no, I think I'm going to gently guide my attention back to my breasts. That thought process alone is enough to build new neural linkages. The thing I mentioned before, the self-conditioned, self-laden filling of your mind with, oh, here are the nervous system responses I have that are not just libido. Think of them as a resource, a tool, a thing you can touch and access and enjoy for what they are. You don't really need to go for anything else, any other part of you. It's just, here are my breasts. There goes my mind. Here are my breasts. Here is a warm impulse. Here are my breasts. Here is a warm, euphoric, simplified way of looking at my own nervous system response and pleasure tingles. Oh, here are my breasts. Shouldn't they be in my hands? Oh, here are my breasts. They are in the palm of my hand. They are being malleably moved, manipulated, subjected to your best attentions, and that attention takes them warmer, better places. You are building pathways, you are building linkages, you are making it so your warm, heavy breasts are fixated. They are magnetic. When you are massaging them, they drag you in. When you need calm, when you want enjoyment, when you want to find a baseline activity that if you do it, it brings you pleasure. If you do it, it makes you more docile, more relaxed, more receptive. Your walls can come down, you can listen better. If you massage your breasts when you drop, for me, you'll drop ever deeper. It's something you're gonna see over time. Massaging them gives you a warm, self-inductive, self-deepening, self-sliding tool. You'd never say no to a tool that takes you deeper. You'd only say yes to a tool that brings you where I want you to be, which is deeper under me, word after word, but that deepness is again tied to your breasts and to the warm, saturated, rubbing in the right places feel, the euphoria, without needing to be about libido. They are something you massage, something you rub, something you explore. They are a source. They are a thing to which attention can be returned meditatively, constructively, continuously, in a way that fuels you, builds you up. Going there just makes you blanker, be blank, and rub your breasts. Be blank and rub your breasts. Touch them, feel them, be blank, pet, rub your breasts, warm, heavy, tingling. But because you're approaching it from a position of blankness, you're approaching it in a way where you don't particularly expect any particular way or outlet or method. They don't need to be pleasure, pleasure, pleasure of a sexual sort. They can just be pleasure, 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 which is what they are, what they have always been. Your warm, heavy breasts take you to the best places inside your head, bring you to the best places, your mind, your body, connected, your chest warm, touchable, stimulatable, an exciting part of your interaction with your own body. Why wouldn't you love it? How could you not love it? It is, after all, a part of you, and a part of you that supplies easy access to the motivation you might need. What if there's a behavior you want to reinforce? And you rub your breasts during it. See, if a behavior is, say, sensual, arousing, and you use more arousal as your motivator, that doesn't quite work. The two are matched. You're adding a drop of water to a bucket that's already full with your sheer powerful desire. But if you add a second, different type of positive reinforcement, it hits different. So if rubbing your breasts is not about the sensual or the sexual necessarily, but it's also about this vast, I am being pleasantly stimulated and saturated. I am being pleasantly given guidance and awareness. If it's about that, then that's better. That's more. That's a different reinforcement, so you can use the rubbing of your simplifying, docility-inducing, sensorily satisfying breasts as a motivative carrot, as a, oh, here is a thing I should do. And stopping touching them makes you aware of how much better things were when you were rubbing them. Especially since they don't necessarily lead anywhere. Rubbing your breasts is both the destination and the journey. It's an activity that can go on for a very long time. Rubbing your breasts in slow circles is easy. Feeling how they stimulate you more and more the longer you touch is easy. Touching them in such a way that the stimulation tingles travel through you. And of course, being more sensitive doesn't mean more sexually sensitive alone. If you are tuning your nervous system to the warm, heavy, bouncy weight of them, then it's completely okay to think that they are more sensitive to euphoric, saturative, happy, head-pat kind of pleasure, to the tingling massage of your body, to the warmth of a caress, or the simple joy of here is warm, heavy, sleepy, happy, deep. Here is a trance in a bottle, and massaging your breasts is how it gets freed. Ah, that's the secret. That's the warm, pleasant feeling that isn't necessarily sensual, but can be. Your breasts bring you deeper, heavy, weighty, filling your hands, filling your mind, carrying you down, and every moment you're going into trance, it's okay to rub them, touch them. Unless it's incompatible with the file, you might as well. And doing that'll drag you down, carry you down, bring you down, put you where you want to be. The option to rub your way deeper. Heavy, soft breasts bouncing in your hands. The weight of them on your mind as well. They're weighing down your brain. Dripping down every thought. Your breasts warm, heavy, and touching them turns on the parts of you that are euphoria, peace, deep sleep, all the things that help with trance without necessarily needing the libido. Because even just idly rubbing your breasts in a non-sexy, sensory and physical stim way, where they're just a manipulative to manipulate you to slide deeper in warm, good ways, where they are a tool you can use, and an attention-focusing meditative game that builds new pathways about breast focus is always available as you drop, as you sink, as you slide. Knowing that, how could you not go deeper and deeper and deeper? And anything that follows happens in that deep self-breast massage, sliding, ooh, this is good kind of place. And anything you do that makes massaging them easier, more comfortable, makes them more potent. Potency tied to a sensitivity that is not, oh, that is too sensitive, it is too sensually arousing, I am too turned on. But is instead, ooh, that is just too sensual, I love it. Deeper. Too sensitive, warm. Too sensitive, heavy. Too sensitive, deep. Too sensitive, sliding. Too sensitive, I might as well just surrender and it'll get easier to bear. That thought, potent enough that you have self-deepening for rubbing your breasts, for sliding under. You have an easy route into deep places, an easy way to slide under control, lower and lower, till your mind and your breasts are in one and the same place. Parts of your body that no longer have the delusion they are in control, but instead know that it is the pleasure inputs, both sensual and the mere euphoria, the pleasant euphoria of connection, sensory satiation, massage, warm frisson, being in a place of, oh, this is both good and good for me. Nothing fraught, uncomplicated is a good word. Docile and simple are good as well. Rubbing your breasts is an engaging enough activity. Your mind and attention easily want to return to it, which means it's easy to drag them back to it, which forms new pathways, which drags them back to it, which eventually, all you need to go deep, all you need to sleep, all you need to become pliable is to both trust the voice you are hearing and put your hands on your breasts where they're trying to magnetize anyway to drag you deep, deep down.